Firebugs. This is Jav Parrish. On Martin Luther King Day, 17 people were arrested in Kitsap County, Washington, for nonviolently blocking an entrance to the Bangor nuclear subbase. As the case winds its way through the court system, prosecutors are hoping to prevent any courtroom discussion of the protesters' motivation or of international law. The government wishes to keep court procedures narrowly focused on whether these people committed the crimes, not why they did them. This is a standard tactic for civil disobedience cases. Eco-terrorists are treated differently. 11 activists were indicted last week by an Oregon grand jury on a 65-count indictment of conspiracy and other charges based on a series of 17 fires set across the U.S. West between 1996 and 2001. Most of the indicted have ties to Eugene, Oregon. The fires targeted research labs, ranger stations, lumber companies, a high-tension power line, a horse slaughterhouse, a horticulture center, and, most famously, a Vail, Colorado ski area. The government estimates $100 million in damage from the fires. Press releases attributed the fires to either the Earth Liberation Front or the Animal Liberation Front, two related movements that are more ideology than actual organizations. If the anti-terrorist hyperbole from Alberto Gonzalez is any guide, if found guilty, the activists will be in prison for much longer than any arsonist motivated by an insurance scam, revenge, or pyromania. Unlike the Kitsap demonstrators, they'll be punished aggressively, specifically because their motives were political. Why? Because it's very, very useful for the government to label these folks domestic terrorists or eco-terrorists, rather than crediting them as what they are. Activists whose fanaticism and frustration with the political process led them to carry out actions that didn't physically injure anybody, didn't truly terrorize anybody, but, as with any arson, inconvenienced, saddened, and enraged the people connected to the torch buildings. Don't make these folks out as more than what they are. Their actions didn't resemble a holy war so much as a sustained, destructive tantrum. Regardless of whether one approves of property destruction in the service of a higher cause, these fires have been tactically pointless. They didn't stop the targeted research or exploitation of the natural world. Facilities were repaired or rebuilt. Off-site backup copies of research were retrieved. Insurance companies generally picked up the cost, and life went on. It's hard to imagine anybody won over to the firebug's ideology as a result of their handiwork. Quite the opposite is true. Critics use these crimes as a way to paint all environmentalists or animal rights advocates as dangerous wackos. Exploiting industries could scarcely wish for a more convenient scapegoat. As use of the label eco-terrorist suggests, the government loves this sort of thing too. These fires legitimized an overreaching prosecution of all activists by law enforcement. Programs like the Pentagon's Counterintelligence Talon Unit, which gathered the names of thousands of peaceful anti-war protesters and other activists, like the Kitsap pacifists, got funded precisely because some general or Justice Department or White House lackey pointed to the threat of domestic terrorists. And now the feds have 11 so-called terrorists to showcase. For every environmentalist or animal rights activist who engages in these sort of tactics, there are thousands, perhaps millions, who don't. That's because such tactics are not only destructive, but foolhardy. But that's no reason to let the government scapegoat these 11 for its own purposes. Do they deserve extensive jail time if found guilty? Absolutely. But they don't deserve to rot in jail for the rest of their lives, or to be whisked off to some Eastern European gulag for terrorists. They are idealistic fools, but they are not terrorists. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.